Today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla, and we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Ha'orla Malas Haklaim Vaklaim Es Ha'orla Va'orla Es Ha'orla. Sometimes you can have Arla help to be Mevatel Klaim, because again we're continuing to talk about Bittel, and we mentioned that when it comes to Arla and Kilei Akerim, you need a 200-to-1 ratio. So in the last Mishnah we said, yeah, and sometimes Truma could be Mitzdarif with Chulin to be Mevatel Arla, and Arla could be Mitzdarif with Chulin to be Mevatel Truma, but now we're saying an additional chiddush that even Orla can help him be mevatel kilei akerim can help him be mevatel Orla, and even Orla can help to be mevatel other kinds of Orla. So how so? How does this work out? Ketzad saw Orla shenafel l'masayim. If you have a saw of Orla that fell into almost 200 of chulin, and that's key over here. It doesn't mean that it actually fell into 200, because then it would be batel anyway automatically. But it fell into almost 200 of chulin, so you have 199.9 of chulin and one of arla. V'acharkach nafla v'od arla, and then a and a drop of arla of a different kind of arla fell in. What does it mean, a different kind of arla? It would have to mean that it's revai. That revai was a little more than a saw of revive that fell in, so the total amount of mutter food plus orla is 200.9 sa'ah, and that's 200 times more than the sa'ah plus a mashahu of revive that fell in. Oh, sa'ah vo shel kilei akerim, or a sa'ah and a mashahu of kilei akerim fell in. So zui shar orla male saklaim. In that case, the orla will help be mevata leklaim, because you have a 200-to-1 ratio of chulin plus orla keneged the klaim, keneged the kilei akerim. Vaklaim is orla, and the kilei akerim will help to mevata the orla, because you have a 200-to-1 ratio of chulin plus kilei akerim keneged the orla. Vaha orla es orla, and one type of orla will be mevatel the other type of arla. Namely, you have the revai will help to be mevatel the arla, because you have a 200-to-1 ratio of chulin plus revai keneged the arla, and you have a 200-to-1 ratio of chulin plus arla keneged the revai. So that's what, when we say that arla is mevatel arla, it has to be that it's a different kind of arla, that it's revai that we're talking about. The halacha by revai is that it's not aser bahana, you're even allowed to eat it, you just have to eat it dafka in Yerushalayim. So now the Mishnah says, even though we have all of these ratios of what it takes to be mevatel things, 100-to-1 ratio by truma, 200-to-1 ratio by Arla and Kilei Akerim, there are certain things that can never become batel because they're just too significant. They make too much of an impact to become batel. Kol ha-mechamit v'ha-mechabel, anything that causes a dough to rise, or anything that causes spices, a dish of food that you're able to taste it and it changes the whole taste of the food, and it falls into mutter food, so you have usher yeast or an usher spice that falls into a food. V'medameya b'truma, in the case of truma, if it makes it meduma, meaning you have a mixture of chulin and truma that a kohen is not allowed to eat. Over arla v'kilei akerim usher, and in the case of arla and kilei akerim, it makes the whole taroves usher to everybody. Meaning even if the amount of mutter food should have been enough to be mevatel the usher, since you can still taste the effects or see the effects of the truma, the arla, the kilei akerim, right? It's still something that's there that's that you can recognize, so they don't become batel no matter how much mutter food you have, how much of a ratio of mutter keneged iser you have. So the Mishnah now says, but we have a machlokas about the impact that tamei yeast and spices will have on tahar food. Normally only tamei food that's at least the size of a kibetza can be metame other ochlin. That's the halacha, that tumas ochlin is only be kibetza. As machlokes rishonim, whether tumas ochlin is only kibetza means that only kibetza of tame food could be metame other things, or not only that, maybe it even means that only kibetza of food can become metame. Over here we're talking about being metame other things though. So beishame omrim af metame, that you can even pachos mi kibetza of spices, or pachos mi kibetza of yeast, of tame yeast can be metame other food, because its impact is recognizable in the food that it fell into. But no, the dinim of bittel are different than the dinim of tumah. When it comes to transmitting tumah, you need a kibetza of Ochlin to transmit Tumas Ochlin when it comes to the dinim of Bittel. So then we say that something's not going to become Batel if it's still recognizable. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that it's possible that Orla will help to be Mevatel Klayim and vice versa, and not only that, Orla could sometimes even help to be Mevatel itself. And we said that the case is that you have a Sav, Orla falls into 199.9 Sav Chulin, and then a Sav Mashu of Kilei Kerem, or another type of Orla, such as Revai, falls in. So each one is Mitztarif with the Chulin to be Mevatel the other one. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that there are certain things that are so recognizable in a mixture that even if you do have your 200 to 1 ratio, it's still going to be usher, such as if you have yeast that causes the dough to rise, or you have a spice that could be detected throughout the entire food, and there's a machlokes b'sham b'silal, whether that carries over to dinim of tuma as well. That normally, in order to be metame with tumas ochlin, you need a kebetza to be a food, of tame food to be metame other things. So what if you have pachos Kibetza, but the impact is there, the impact is felt, so do we consider that to be Metamis? So Beis Shammai says yes, and Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Hay.